little to the left. Hey, oh, wait, look at this. Slow motion, dude. Now I'm back to being normal again. Get that girl up here. I want to see her hackle. She owes me $5. Dude. He was a little late on that last one. Meanwhile, what's Goku doing down that hole? If you don't mind me asking.
You know.
Playing around. I would like to stop the show here. Maybe we should cut this out and put it at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, maybe.
This show might best be listened to intoxicated. In which case, Logan, this is Logan here, kids. Before listening to this show, set yourself up with a bottle of something nice, mm-hmm. And a couple shots. And every time we say Goku,
bless you,
take a shot. And the show might be enjoyed better that way.
I
now where was I?
Goku.
Oh yes,
agree.
That guy. Were we back on him?
I'm recording, starting now. Are you?
I'm recording as well.
Okay, let's just do a countdown real quick.
Okay. And five, four, three, two, one.
All right. 10th episode, episode number 10. What do we do?
I got nothing, Ryan.
To start.
Well, are you starting?
Yeah.
Would you have in mind something special? I feel like we kind of need to deliver on the 10th episode.
Yeah, I mean...
The past few haven't really been that great. I don't know.
Oh, that's not fair.
Well, it's the easiest way to tell you.
By just telling me? The easiest way to tell me was to actually just tell me?
Well, okay, you got something?
Well, I don't know. I mean, we've been doing the sketchy, you know, goofy openings. Maybe just a simple, like, welcome to the 10th episode kind of a thing.
I'll try it. You're listening to Critical End.
You couldn't
get
through
it. And then I just
blink
out.
Yeah, you couldn't get through it. It's episode 10.
Episode 10.
Episode 10.
Wait, do I have to say it all together? Can you just edit when I said, here, here, listen.
Just say
episode
10.
Episode 10. No, you're not, don't say it at the same time. Okay. Episode 10.
Hey, what's the deal with, I'm Goku.
Okay, bless
you. Thank you. Hey, well, you can't, what's the deal with us being in this hole?
Haha, I do what I want!
Well, that's...
Dude! Hey, man! You're down in a hole! One out, $5!
Look, what a...
Hey, what did I say? $5!
Hey, can you throw me a ladder? Because I don't...
How about you give me the Dragon Ball? I would like to collect them all, man!
Look, okay, now I'm the girl. Now I'm...
Okay, now you're the girl. Okay, please.
Hey, I'm attracted to you, but I wish I wasn't because of how roguish you are! And you're no good! You're a bad boy! Oh, and yet my hackles are rising.
Oh, those are your hackles, eh? Well, why don't you come up here and give me a closer look at those hackles, man? Hey, dude! What's up with you? That girl's got some amazing hackles! Right. Monday! Wait, who was I doing again?
Now I'm Chow Young Fat, okay?
Okay. I love you.
Jumping out of the hole. Boing! I'm Chow Young Fat, if you know what's good for you, you will see you.
Oh, your kung fu is old. Now we fight! Did they have a fight scene?
No, but let's do it. So, 10th episode, we could do a contest, you know.
I win!
Okay, so that's done.
Well, what kind of contest would you, I mean, I'm drawn into this idea.
I don't know, what do you have we could give away? Look around your room, what do you want to give away?
I got a 4-year-old can of 7-Up, just been keeping it, seeing what's going to happen.
Okay, that might change.
I got the ping pong table, that might be a good gift, yeah.
Well,
I mean, if someone will help me drag it out of here, then...
It's not really a good thing for a contest. If somebody wins your ping pong table, I assume they'd have to come pick it up. You couldn't send it someplace.
But then, see, I get to meet the fans. It's like, not only do you win a ping pong table, but meet Logan Lee of Critical End, episode 10.
It sounds like you're just lonely.
You know, it'd be nice if people visited every now and then.
Well, maybe you open up to people, put yourself out there a little bit more.
It's not that so much, Ryan. This damn show is sucking up all my time.
Ten episodes
of this crap?
You're still... You know, alone in your little room.
That's pretty much like 10 weeks I've gone without friends. Like, what are you doing tonight? I'm like, Critical End.
Well, if it didn't take you a week to prepare for each episode, I still don't understand.
All my friends are telling me to dump you.
It's
So, you know, being in this hole, I can't help but think that even though you're some sort of roguish brute, you might be able to help us if I offer you some money. Like, can we use your super awesome drill to find the Dragon Ball?
Yes, I just so happen to have a super awesome... Did you already say super awesome drill?
Well, I mentioned it. I don't know if you...
Okay, well, here it is. Dance with me, girl.
I don't want to wait for my worry to be over. I want to do some stuff and then some other stuff.
And I don't want to wait. He had an amazing singing voice, by the way.
Man, that was the best part of the film was the music scene. They all broke into song.
I love how the licensed music they got was... Mm-hmm. It's so underused.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, if I had to spend my last day with a thief like you, I would probably throw up. But, you know, you're not all that bad, really.
That's right. And listen, girl, this isn't my first barbecue, man. Why don't we blow this bodacious scene and go score some, what are beach bums like? Some pina coladas!
You said it! Let's go! Oh no! We're being attacked by that one girl.
I don't want to wait for my life.
Run away! But you should protect me with it. Don't let them hurt me. I don't know.
Wasn't planning on it.
So I
use your guns. What do you think they're there for?
Here, take my gun, and I'm gonna.
Okay.
You have fun. I'll see you later.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Well, it looks like it's just me, kids. But okay, she. Now she's gone.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Okay, I'll let you know. Alright, bye. Alright. Okay, now that she's gone, kids, I can use my normal voice. Listen, buy Dragon Ball stuff. We got t-shirts, we got playing cards. Whatever you want is at your disposal.
How's it going? Is it going good?
Oh, it's going pretty good. I was just talking to the camera about how awesome your guns are here. This one you gave me here is pretty nice. What is this, a 12 model?
Good, that's the 13.
That's the 13. Yo, you made the extra. I got a joke for you.
Okay.
Okay. So a pirate walks into a bar. Now stick with me. This gets pretty insane. That's all I got. You thought you
liked
that?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what we should do for the 10th episode?
No, I got nothing.
Nothing. Okay. We should talk about an aggressively mediocre movie that is in no way special or deserving of our 10th episode.
This is, well...
I know what you're thinking.
I feel like we're both just so down at this point. You're like, we should talk about a... We should have like a little cheer or something, I guess, going.
Okay. Ready?
Okay. Yeah. Oh, you gonna start?
Oh, yeah, here
we go. You know exactly where we go? Okay, what do you got? I'm already getting pepped up. Here we go.
Okay. Brick-a-brack-a firecracker, sis boomba. Dragon Ball.
Wait, we did Dragon Ball this week?
Well, we were going to do Hannah Montana, but then we were like, that'll never make any money, and it's not the top of the box office, all right? It was a mistake.
All with your cheer, and I was, like, going, and I was in the moment,
well,
and then you said Dragon Ball?
Well, it's... Look, we're both in this boat together, and...
do it again, but improve the ending.
Okay.
And let's see if I can get behind. Okay.
Ready, here we go?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who's got spirit?
Logan's got spirit!
Let's watch Dragon Ball!
Dragon Ball again, Ryan?
Mm-hmm. Well...
Ryan, I had the spirit. Did you not hear what I said?
No, I heard that you said that you had the spirit.
No, exactly. I had the spirit because you were getting me pumped up, and then you said Dragon Ball again.
I just don't know how to make this work for you.
You got one more, just not with Dragon Ball, okay? We can get to the point that we review Dragon Ball a bit later.
Okay.
It's going to come in the show eventually because we have to review or something for these things, right?
Okay.
Okay.
Ready?
Yes.
Give me a D!
D!
Give me a Dragon Ball!
Dragon... You're doing it on purpose now, aren't you?
Yes, I was doing it on purpose.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah, hey, listen, what's that? Why don't you go check out the dragon over there?
Oh, dragon!
Dragons, man!
That's where
dude.
Dragon Balls
dragons
come
all,
from.
Okay, dragons, dragons know kung fu! Evolution! All right! Hey! Okay, she's gone again. Listen, the thing, tell your parents... Wake them up, jump on their bed, whatever it takes. Dragon Ball stuff, kids. Listen, we got everything you
hey guys, hey, like... hey, Goku here. What's up?
Bless you.
I just wanted to ask if you were going to help with the kung fu fight. I mean, you're in this movie, you actually serve no purpose to the plot at all, except for maybe letting us borrow a drill for 5 seconds. I was wondering
well,
if maybe you'd like to.
I'm
trying to samurai fight this guy. I'm turning into a fucking wolf left and right. What's happening?
Wait, who are you playing now?
I'm Goku.
Oh, you're. Oh, yeah. Okay, so you're Goku.
Goku.
I'm the director.
What?
And this, this you may James Wong.
Oh.
You may actually remember I was the director of the great film Final Destination. Yeah.
Oh. Wow, that was you.
Yeah, that was me.
And it's hard to believe that I Goku.
But I know who you are. I didn't have a full record.
It's hard to believe that Goku.
Oh, bless you.
Would be in a movie with the great James Wong, director of Final Destination.
Well, don't quite get your hopes up yet, Goku.
Hmm? Bless you.
Don't quite get... Thank you. Now listen, I also did Final Destination 3. Now, I
what?
Know what
Whoa, wait a minute. Wait, ho, ho,
that
wait a
minute.
That
was back in 2000... Now, hold on. James Wong here. That was back in 2006.
James Wong
and here. I had to remind you. James Wong here, kids. That was back in 2006. And I haven't made a movie since then. So this is Dragon Ball Evolution. It's my big return. So I need all of you to do a great... What's this guy talking about? I need all of you to do a great job and really sell me on this scene being down in the hole.
Well, I don't know how much more down in a hole I can be.
This is all we really got for a second act.
What, the whole thing is just down in this hole?
Yes. This is also the only set we have, and now it's my basement.
Set?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? This is the most obvious green screen I've ever seen.
So Dragon Ball.
Dragon Ball.
My
I gotta
only...
tell you.
Yeah.
Hey!
Hey! Get out of the
Dragon Ball! It's
Dragon Ball
alumni.
See, that cheered me up. That's what we needed to hear right there.
Mm-hmm.
A little lounge act.
Dragon Ball. Hey!
Oh, hey!
Dragon Ball.
My only prior. This really is our smoking jack laid back show. We've set the mood for it now.
It totally is.
I've not stood up yet. I usually just walk in circles for these things.
Mm-hmm.
So my only previous experience of any sort of Dragon Ball rhyme,
right,
is Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Z, yes.
I guess that was a cartoon.
Yeah, I've never seen a whole episode, but that was my era's Dragon Ball. Like, other kids I knew watched Dragon Ball Z at the time it came on.
Well, what came before? Was it Dragon Ball Y before that?
I don't know. It's based on a comic, which is called Dragon Ball in Japan. I just guess.
Because that's the most racist thing ever.
Yes, it is. And it's based on, a manga, a Japanese comic. And
I think it's actually manga, isn't it?
I don't know. I think it's...
You say manga, I say manga.
Let's call the whole thing off.
Yes.
Thanks, you ruined the whole sentence.
Well, I was hoping that might lead into our musical number.
Oh, it didn't.
Okay.
So this Dragon Ball biznatch, I never got into it. I never liked anime, but this is Dragon Ball was the anime based on the manga or manga, and I think that's how most Americans know it. They know it from the cartoon. It's huge in Japan. I think it was an 80s thing, and I think that the cartoon that our generation was watching in America was actually dubbed version of a cartoon that was much older in Japan that had already aired many years ago.
See, that's kind of funny because I feel like this movie is coming 4 years too late.
Yeah, well that's about
maybe
right.
It's just because I've changed the cast I'm surrounded by at all times. But in high school, I remember people talking about Dragon Ball. Sure, they were the losers, and me being a jock, I never got the others. I'd seen enough John Hughes movies to know where the line was, Ryan.
I remember you. We walk around wearing your Letterman's jacket and shoving Ali Sheedy down.
Yes, she deserved it every single time.
It's true, Made in America. Come on, wait, Made in America or Made to Order?
I'm gonna say Made in America. Was that Eddie Murphy or is that Coming?
That's Coming to America.
Made in America was, I believe, that one with Jennifer Lopez.
All right, hold on.
Now, Jennifer Lopez made the one where she's made to... So, Dragon Ball Evolution. I keep wanting to call it Dragon Ball Extreme.
Sure.
Dragon Ball Evolution tells the story of Goku. Mm-hmm. Say bless me.
Bless you.
Thank you, yes. Yeah. Tells the story of Goku,
bless
who's
you.
A young, thank you, young lad about town.
He's apparently a fancy lad.
He's a fancy, I hate those fancy boys. Uh-huh. He turns 18, it opens on his 18th birthday. It actually opens with him sweating a lot, which I found a bit awkward. And I bought the large popcorn, right?
He actually exudes Kero syrup.
It was a mistake, the large popcorn was. Mm-hmm. He fights some old guy on wires, which to me did not seem proper. Mm-hmm. And then it turns out the old guy's his grandfather. Mm-hmm. And the old guy is you turn 18 the day I gave you a Dragon Ball. And I'm like, okay, cool, Dragon Balls, all right. And then he's like, but there are seven more. No, six more? Yeah.
There are six more. Yeah.
And if you want to become Goku, you must collect them all. And then he goes to school, and people beat up on him.
Why did the old man go to school?
Well, the old man was confused. He was old.
Okay.
He's even said, he's like 62, I will now go to school.
It
was,
sure.
That's... And then, so the other guy, Goku.
Sure.
Goku. Was off,
God bless you.
Thank you. Okay. Goku was off collecting his Dragon Balls or something the whole movie.
Okay.
So Goku is this kid. He turns 18.
Sure.
And then all sorts of strange things start happening around him.
Well, we should mention that Goku is being taught martial arts by his grandfather.
I don't know how long that's been going on, by the way. But actually, the movie opens with, like, it's kind of like in the middle of the second act. It's one of those movies that opens where they feel like they have to explain some stuff, which I guess catches you up on what was going on in the TV series.
That's a much better move than having a long first act for a movie like this, though.
No, I absolutely agree. Sometimes, especially with a movie like this, you just want it to cut to the chase.
Yeah, they talk. They say the word Dragon Ball in the first 10 minutes. It's great.
Yes, which is all I wanted to hear. I was set. And they tell us the story. There's this guy with a green face, and this guy looks like a werewolf.
Piccolo.
An old green facey.
Piccolo
says, "Bless you." An old green facey says, "Werewolf guy, let's destroy some stuff." And then,
I like your style, werewolf guy. I want to point out that so far nothing we've mentioned actually happened in the movie.
Well, what do you got then as far as a plot?
No, I like this version a lot better.
Okay,
keep going.
So old green face, he goes down to Earth, right?
Sure.
And he goes to Santa Claus and he says, "Give me two rubes for a dollar, Santa." He's like, "Now green face, what did I?"
As was the custom of the time.
Oh, as was the custom of the time.
Hey guys, how are you? I'm back. What's going on? I'm Dragon Balls.
Hi. Whatever your name was, James Wong.
Hey, can I get my gun back?
James Wong. Hello.
Can I?
Yeah, James Wong, director here. You may also recall that I was one of the main writers on X-Files for like 15 episodes, from like 93 to 97. You remember that, right, lady?
Do you know David Dutch Oven? Because he's one of my favorites. He wrote the episode about baseball. With
aliens. That was a good one, wasn't it?
And
no, I so had wish I'd written that.
He was an
Listen, you can get me going on X-Files forever.
What?
That's I peaked when I was doing X-Files, you know? Because after that, I produced Willard. Remember that movie, Crispin Glover? Yeah, who's all that piece?
The rat movie?
And then, the rat movie.
Okay.
The reviews just kind of wrote themselves on that one. Then I also produced that remake of Black Christmas, or Black Xmas, if you will.
See that one.
And then I also worked on the new X-Files film. So yeah, I know Mr. Dutch Oven. We have drinks.
Why weren't there any aliens in the new X-Files movie? Isn't X-Files about aliens?
What are you, an internet message board?
What?
Okay, listen, you were just hired to play Chi-Chi or some crap.
No, and I'm the other one.
Bulma?
Yeah.
Listen,
Shimmy, shimmy.
Manhattan, I think it was, where she was a maid.
Made to order. It's made to order. So it's, Dragon Ball.
Well, okay. So I'm really, So then I got to college, and no one talked about Dragon Ball anymore. I figured it never existed, and it was just one of those high school things that people made up to fool me, trick the Logan, if you will.
It's like Pokemon. But, you know, every once in a while, you're like, wait, that's a real thing? It's still
that's,
around?
That's the other thing about this. The reason I avoid some anime, and maybe this is just a really commercial anime, but it seems like it's always trying to sell me something secret. Like, I'm going to get in the theater, and they're going to be like, buy coke and trade it with your friends.
Cocaine?
Which is how I got arrested twice in Tampa.
What version of the movie did you see that encouraged you to buy cocaine?
I saw this movie in the seedy side town, where they only, like, you know, they really only pay for the trailer. And then they kind of splice other scenes into it, stretch it to about an hour and a half. So the other half is Scarface. Which is a fine, fine movie, by the way.
Right.
I like the scene where his face gets the scar.
First you get the Dragon Ball, then you
scar.
Get the power, then you
the
get
scar?
A ticket.
I didn't really watch either movie, Ryan.
That's fair.
And that might have been my problem this week. Okay. Was his name Pikachu? It was like Lord Pinocchio.
Piccolo.
Lord Pinocchio.
Pimento.
Mm-hmm. Piccolo. Lord Piccolo is this evil villain guy. And did he create Dragon Balls?
It's unclear. The Dragon Balls were around. You collect all seven, they give you a wish. The Piccolo, evil, banished a long time ago, now came back, unclear how, trying to find these seven Dragon Balls so he can make his wish to be the ruler of everything. Good guys also trying to find them so they can wish Piccolo would go away.
And who just so happens to have a Dragon Ball?
Why, it's young Goku.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Well, that was a good thing, because otherwise, you know, I didn't know where the movie's going to go. Mm-hmm. So Goku's kind of having problems at school. There's this girl he likes, and a lot of the first act wasn't really that important, because it kind of sets up, they even, like, go out of their way to set up kind of like these bullies at school for him.
Sure.
And that never really pays off. They kind of just disappear after one fight that comes 30 seconds later.
Well, that's part of the inner story of him learning to be awesome. You know, I allow it.
But then there's this other girl named Chi-Chi, I think, which is a sound I make when I have lots of change in my pocket and I walk down the street.
Okay.
And young Chi-Chi, there's more than meets the eye. She's a transformer, if you will.
I don't know that's technically true.
Well, Chi-Chi tells Goku.
Sure.
This is my favorite. I love how we're just kind of stumbling through this. Chi-Chi tells Goku, it's like, hey, come to my party tonight. Oh, and by the way, I'm like a Death Ring fighter or something. You know Bloodsport? Based on my life. Yes, he meets her later on, and it turns out she's really important to the plot. She goes to some secret training facility where she yearns to fight for a living, Ryan.
For some undisclosed reason.
But well, you know, with a name like Chi-Chi, you kind of have to fend for yourself.
That's true.
And she gets out there, and young Sir Pinocchio comes after her. And then Yamaka gets involved. my personal favorite was Master Roshi.
Master Roshi. Chow Yun-Fat.
Yeah, who's always good and lovable, and you want to just give the guy a big hug.
Sure.
Anyway, so Master Roshi was like, don't call me Master Roshi. I like to eat stuff. Because he's lovable and fat.
Okay.
And then Yoshi's in there too, and Luigi shows up in the third act.
Right.
Now, what I want to happen in this scene is I want us all to get out of the hole. Goku.
Yeah, Goku, what's up? I'm Goku.
Yes. Goku.
Bless you.
Yes, thank you.
I'm Goku.
Now, Goku, I want you in this scene to really give me some feeling here, okay? Here's what's going on. You're stuck in this hole.
Yeah, I get that.
What's his name over there? Has his drill now.
Sir? He's a sir? What's his name now?
I was just knighted. It's now Sir What's His Name to you, little man.
Is it just so you can have a separate action figure?
Yeah, I have Karate Punch action.
That seems unnecessary, but all right. I am Goku, then, so.
Now, I'm bringing Ernie Hudson now. He's like the one name we have attached to this movie.
Okay. What about Chow Yun-Fat? Hey, everybody, I'm Chow Yun-Fat. How are you? I just want to point out that I'm also a name, and this is pretty good at Kung Fu fighting. I mean, what can I tell you after all? Hey, you know.
Now, Chow Yun-Fat and
James Walker. Yeah, tell me about it, yeah. Lay it down.
Was the name ever, are there any ever fat jokes at all? Because I know, like, in your native country of Australia, they understand that sort of thing, but here in America, you know the word fat. It doesn't, what I'm saying is you're overweight.
No, and I mean, that's really not fair. First of all, a couple of things, okay?
We
first
do
of
everything
all,
green screen?
In Australia, my name is Yun-Fat Chow, so it's actually not even related.
So
I mean,
who's Chow Yun-Fat?
He's a twin brother. Actually, I don't even act. I'm just in this movie by complete mistake. But, you know, whatever. I had kung fu. I'm on the wires. It's a good time. You know, you give me a paycheck. I'm going to die at the end of the movie and come back, just to warn you.
Hi, kids. Logan Lee here. Now, it would seem that we did screw up on the name, and Chow Yun-Fat might actually be a completely different guy. Dragon Ball Evolution had Yun-Fat Chow in it.
No, that is Chow Yun-Fat. He just goes by Chow Yun-Fat in America. But
now, why would he do something that confusing? Now, this is James Wong again, mind you. Why would he do something that confusing?
Goku. And I just wanted to say that I'm also confused by the situation. I thought I would chime in and just mention that.
Okay. Thanks, Goku.
Okay.
Hey, Girly, what do you got to say about this?
I think the situation couldn't be clearer because I was on fanmagazine.board, and it told me that Elijah Wood was
quicker.
In this movie, but
time is money,
I don't see him.
Well, that was pretty much the
best
explanation of the plot on our show ever.
Oh, you know what I left out?
Hmm.
Ernie Hudson. Now, I just said that, and they probably think Logan's being goofy again. He's just making this stuff up. But Ernie Hudson really is in this movie.
He really is in this movie.
It was kind of enjoyable, because I thought, like, it was a scene from the new Ghostbusters movie, Ryan.
Sure.
And I thought this movie's about to get good, and Ernie Hudson showed up in it.
Logan.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Question?
Dragon Ball.
Go ahead.
Let's get this straight. So Goku...
Bless you.
Thank you. Is, he's some sort of, like, destined to be a kick-ass fighter type guy, and he kung fus his way cross-country along with Bulma, who you forgot to mention. His hip teen girl sidekick.
Dog? Oh, I thought that was, like, his pet chow.
No, no. His hip girl sidekick, who's also looking for the Dragon Balls because her father lost one, maybe?
Who cares? She's hip. She had that blue streak going on.
But she's the only one who doesn't do kung fu. She has, like, a goofy
she's
gun.
Got guns, yeah. Girls with guns, Ryan.
Well, I can't argue with that. And then there's, what's-his-face, who I really don't remember, but the guy from Speed Racer, who was the sort of, like, good guy, Asian racer guy, who sounds a little bit different in this movie, if I recall.
Yeah, can I actually jump into some of this review as we're telling the story of the
movie?
Yeah,
let's do it.
Or is that it so far?
That's all I was really going to say. There's a lot of, it's a bunch of Saturday morning cartoon kung fu fights.
Yes. Well, my first kind of complaint about this movie, right? And as you said at the beginning of the podcast, this is another one of those kind of movies, you know? Mm-hmm. We weren't too excited about it. Then we did the cheer, and now we're into it. Mm-hmm. My first big complaint, I guess, was that everyone seemed dubbed. Now, was that just me?
Well, I don't think everyone
seemed dubbed. Maybe not so much
everyone, but
right.
This guy, Yamaka, whatever his name was, definitely came off as very dubbed.
He was kind of like, I don't know why, but... Maybe this is a reference to his character from the series. We don't know. We wouldn't know. We don't research these things at all.
No.
He really is, like, every scene, like, he first shows up, and I thought instantly, like, there's another guy standing behind him, perhaps a surfer dude that we weren't seeing yet. Because mm-hmm. It really is, like, over the top. He's like, hey, dudes, how's it going? And everyone's like, hey, guy, can you move it? What?
Well, there's only one way to really get this across, with a Wes Craven-style skit from the film.
Okay.
Here, I'll be. let's set the scene. What's his face? Is a Han Solo-esque rogue who is good at heart, but he's also kind of a thief. And so, in this part of the film, he's actually trapped our heroes in a deep dark hole. So here we are. I'll be the heroes in the hole. And
okay.
You
okay. Ryan the Georgie here. We would like to apologize for the last 30 minutes of this podcast.
But we're not going to.
They're not stuck in a hole that long, Ryan.
No, actually, it's only about 5 minutes.
Yes, it really is. But that is definitely the highlight of the film.
Wow.
Wow. People seem badly dubbed. And for those of you who love the skits, by the way, there's a new record we set.
Jesus.
For biggest complaint about something.
Okay.
It wasn't made for me. Which most movies I wish would just open with a Logan, get ready to enjoy. What's the movie? Caddyshack and surround sound.
Said but Paul Rudd should come out at the beginning of every movie.
Yes,
and say, hey Logan, real quick, enjoy the film. That's what he would say.
But it's I think this movie has an audience. Because it seems like a lot of... I've never seen a Dragon Ball episode, but it seems like they're going out of their way to reference a lot of stuff in it.
Mm-hmm.
From the haircuts to the style of dress and all the small things.
Well, you know, it's sort of like... from what I understand of the cartoon, Goku...
bless you. Sorry, I was actually taking a sip of my sody pop.
Goku has this giant, like, you know, mane of spiky hair, whereas in the film, he just has spiky hair. So it's sort of... You know, subdued. I understand that, like, I think Bulma's hair is blue, maybe, in the anime, but they just made it black with one little streak of blue. So they're giving you the, like, hey, remember this, without making it so absurd that it's distracting, which I kind of appreciate.
I don't know. The movie, it's over the top, mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's apparently toned down mm-hmm. in the show. Like you just said, they changed some stuff. Apparently, a character had a tail or something originally.
Yeah, I think Goku had a tail. I don't know. I don't know anything about this show. So
yeah, we're probably
I can only judge it.
All sorts of people.
Right, we should talk. Yeah, I can only judge it.
But But Ryan, I've got some big news for you and our listeners out there.
What's that?
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Next week, Ryan, Crank 2.
Oh, nah, son.
I went there.
Oh, no, you
will be
did
there.
It.
Opening day as promised in our post from way back when, Ryan.
Oh, man.
Come out, see us. It's going to be awesome. Ryan's patented Statham shooters.
Yep, I'll be serving them up.
We'll be serving up fresh and hot. and it's going to be a fun time in the theater. Even if this movie sucks, it's guaranteed to be a lot of fun.
That's absolutely true. Crank 2 the trailer is the Dragon like Ball for adults.
That's right. Just the trailer to Crank 2 was a frat party in my pants, Ryan.
It's true.
This can only get better.
Look,
in my pants.
You know how Goku
bless you.
Was looking for Dragon Balls? Well, Jason Statham is looking for his
balls
to
kick.
His heart.
Oh.
Oh well, yes, balls to kick, but his heart.
Yes.
Jason Statham has stolen his heart, much like Goku's Dragon Balls have been stolen.
Ryan,
it's basically the same film.
Do you think this is going to be a deep metaphor for Jason Statham's heart has been stolen? Do you think it's going to be a love story buried underneath this movie? See, this is already a fun review for a movie we haven't even seen.
No. Stuff is just going to explode.
Well, Ryan, I will take you out on that and say fuck yes.
What?
Now disagree with me with another fuck.
Fuck no, yes.
Fuck yes, hell no.
Fuck see, this big movie, shit.
Shit fit big fuck.
Shit
Wait,
fits
that?
Big fuck.
I think we need subtitles.
That was my back. Pool player name when I was a pool shark in the 40s. Shit it, fits big fuck.
The 40s were a lot more extreme when you were in them, Ryan. Whoa, Ryan. Watch Power Rangers.
Look, I'm not afraid to admit it. Alright? As a kid.
Hey, Ryan, it's Morphin time. Get a load of this guy. Watch Power Rangers.
It's not that funny, alright? It was a good show for its time.
Yeah, I love Power Rangers Turbo. I liked when Alpha 6 came on.
Now that's embarrassing.
Accent. Remember that?
Remember when Billy left and it was like a little kid who was pretending to be Billy?
Yeah. No, Billy went to
or
the
something?
Underwater world.
He went
world.
To an
Remember
underwater
that?
World. Yeah, that's when he
How
finally
much
left.
How sense does that make? And here's the other thing, okay? Hmm? Tommy was originally Green Ranger before he came to White Ranger, before he came whatever else he was.
Sure.
Now, Rita made him out of putty, mind you, right?
Yeah, that was never really resolved,
now,
was it?
Now, hold on. So, then he turns into a good guy.
Uh-huh.
And then he starts getting it off like Kimberly, the Pink Ranger.
Oh,
right?
Man, that's hot.
Now, was he still putty? I'm a bit confused, because that's not right in any state.
It's true. I mean, I don't understand. Does he have a soul? That's the question. Let's just get to it. Does the Green Ranger have a soul? We are accepting your calls.
I want to know, because if...
Ring.
Ryan, hold on. Our question out there to this first caller is, can you fall in love without a call, without a soul? Can you fall in love without a soul?
Ring.
Caller, what do you got?
Ring.
Hi. You're on Critical Analysis. I'm gonna get a time machine one day.
Sure.
Just to, like, go back to like the 1800s, where like those words weren't even around yet, and just come out of the time machine, and be like, "Fuck!" and just see get a great reaction from everybody.
I think the word "fuck" is like several hundred years old. I don't think you'd have to go back farther than that.
Okay. Well, I'll go back to when it's more taboo. How does that work better? Like to the 50s?
Yeah. There you go. Well, okay, I don't know. The 50s. You should go back to Jane Austen era. And like, hey, fucking you, Mr. Darcy, you could say. And he'd be like, oh,
what did Mr. Darcy do to you?
Well.
I got it worked out, right? I'm going to the 50s.
Sure.
The Mills, Ten Commandments.
Haley Mills?
Haley Mills, Ten Commandments.
Mm-hmm.
I'll knock out Charlton Heston, put on the wig, that fake beard thing that was so terrible, you know?
Sure.
Walk out and be like, God brought you these words. Fuck yes, motherfuckers. And then hopefully DeMille will leave that in the movie. Because
sure.
I was so ready for my close-up.
Uh-huh.
And that'll be in there. And so if you go right now and put the movie on, and I'm in it for that one scene, you hear that line, my plan totally worked.
That's right, because if you ever do this, it'll already have happened, right?
Exactly. Well, technically. Now, are we getting into the Terminator rules or Back to the Future rules?
I don't know. It's Back to the Future, it seems to be the case that you have to decide you're going to do it before it happens, right?
True. But in Terminator, he's just like, I'll shoot up whenever I want to. He was also apparently the guy from Dragon Ball.
What about Bill and Ted 2, where all they have to do is say, yeah, but we're going to go into the future and set up a trap, and then the trap is just there, and we never actually see them do it.
Yeah, but that was just a bogus journey altogether.
That's true. You're right about that. But can you fall in love without a soul? I argue not. What the hell were we talking about? How did we get on this?
Because the Power Ranger Turbo movie, Ryan.
Oh, yes.
It was so much better than that first one.
No, let me explain this. This is important. Okay. So when I saw Dragon Ball Evolution, I had the same feeling as that I had when I saw Ninja Turtles or Power Rangers. Those two movies were movies that were live-action adaptations. Well, I mean, Power Rangers was always live-action, but whatever. Big-screen adaptations of shows I liked as a kid. And even though I've never seen Dragon Ball, the show, I had the same feeling when I watched the movie. It was clearly... It had that same sort of, like, childish enthusiasm, cool energy, obviously referencing the show, even though I didn't know the show, that I would look for from those kind of movies. So, did I enjoy Dragon Ball Evolution, you might ask me?
Right.
Hmm?
Goku.
Bless you.
Did you enjoy Dragon Ball Evolution?
I'm not really willing to speak on that. Oh, well, okay, fine. I did not really enjoy it. I gave it a 5. Mediocre...
No, hold on. What was with the pause between did and not? Do you plan to edit this later on
yes.
in such a way that you can change your opinion?
It's a choose-your-own-adventure podcast.
Gotcha.
No, I didn't really enjoy it very much. It was mediocre. I mean, it was, you know, it wasn't great. It wasn't awful, but it wasn't great. It was just, it was actually, if I had seen this movie... on Saturday morning, even at this age, I would have been like, well, that was okay. If it was a made-for-TV movie without any expectations, I probably would have thought it was better. But if I'd been 10, I would have thought this movie was kick-ass.
Yes.
It's definitely, you know, I don't want to start rating movies based on some theoretical younger version of myself. That's why I gave it a 5. But I think if I had been younger, I would have really liked this movie. And a friend of mine took his kid to see it, who was like 11, and he really loved it. So whatever.
You have friends who have kids?
I do.
You've gotten old, Ryan.
I know.
You let me down.
I
agree with you. This is one of those movies that if I was 10, I would have left the theater kicking my sisters and doing air poses and like bending things with my brain.
Right.
What movie did we see?
A Doubt with Meryl Streep.
Doubt, oh, man. And then I also would have done some Oscar work.
yes, you were leaving the theater.
That's why I was leaving the theater.
I know, right? Crank
Ryan,
2.
I don't think you're listening.
Hmm?
Crank 2. Wait for it. High Voltage. Now, I'm not an insider in Hollywood, but I'm pretty sure the working title was fucking Crank 2 High Motherfucking Voltage.
Yeah, well, you're not an insider, though. I mean, we should reiterate
that. Yeah, well, you know,
that.
that's what I would have done.
No, yeah, well, no, I mean, I'm not saying it's a bad idea.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
So you waxing down for the Statham Shooters?
Ooh, I don't know what that means, but yes!
Awesome!
I am so ready for this movie, because it's going to be a big, dumb, goofy action film starring Jason Statham, and it's just exactly what I need right now in my life.
That's exactly what this, what
you know,
our Critical End podcast need, that just the kick in the pants that will excite us again.
In fact,
and make us think life is worth living, Ryan.
I retroactively proclaim that the next episode is episode 10, and that this episode is
nine and a half.
Nine B.
Well, I see your retroactive proclaim.
Wait,
and I raise you a
episode 10. Wait, is this episode 10 or 11?
This is I got into this argument with someone the other day.
No, this is episode 11.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Because that means I lost this argument, and that just makes me look like a complete ass.
Well, hold on, wait.
Here's what I said.
Yeah.
The biggest problem here is that I'm not 10 years old.
Yeah.
So I can't really... I have a hard time looking at the movie that way. And I'm not going to even try. I won't even, like, fool you with this. I did enjoy it in such a way that I wish I didn't pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of wish I'd just seen it on TV. And you mentioned made for TV. To be honest, the special effects of this movie are really good.
Yeah, that is true.
They did a really great job with that. And everything looked pretty good. Mm-hmm.
The Kung Fu was pretty good, too. I mean...
Yeah, yeah.
Wire work was good.
I think this kind of... Well, I'll fall back on our old platform here, Ryan, and just say that it was a 4 from me.
Mm-hmm.
I have a hard time. As we mentioned, this is kind of the problem with these movies lately. Nothing too exciting is – Hollywood's not doing anything too exciting, in our opinion. Like, there's nothing to really rush out and see, and so I don't feel like this is really that bad.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I can't say very many good things about it. I don't know. It's I'd tell you to see Adventureland over this.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Not that there are any – they're in no way the same movie. Although
right.
If you combine the two, you'd have an awesome movie.
It's hard because I can't really rate it I'm not a kid. Like, I don't think this movie was made for me. And you
know, yeah, exactly what I said. Right.
You have to, right, exactly. And you have to kind
not
of
made for Ryan.
You have to kind of step away from it because I don't want to be Roger Ebert. Roger Ebert, I have here historically agreed with his reviews, but like, you get to a point when you get to Roger Ebert's age, no offense, where no movie is made for you. They're not really making any movies for Roger Ebert. Exactly. And like, I remember reading Roger Ebert's review of X-Men, and he was pretty appalled by it, and I was like, well, yeah, but you don't get it, you know?
Yeah, that's Ebert and Newsies is like the line for me.
Well, that's
true. That was the one that, right, okay.
That was a, yeah. I don't even get me started.
Oh, I will not get you started because we've had this conversation. In fact, that'd be a good podcast.
Yeah, and what Roger Ebert thought of Newsies, the podcast.
Yes. And we'll just read his review.
Right, and then agree
and
with
I'll
it.
Make, yeah, and then I'll make funny sounds while you're reading it.
This is a good plan. My point is, I don't want to get so into it that I have to say, well, this was a terrible movie, when really it's like, well, no, this is a movie for kids, and I didn't particularly enjoy it. Right. Now, you can't double standardize it. I'm not saying you should, you know, movies for kids can be bad and it's fine, because they are good kid movies too, like the Muppet movies, etc. This movie was still subpar, but I would have enjoyed it much more if I was a kid.
Yes. And to be honest, it's one of those, talking about kids films, it's one of those rare kids films now that's not trying to appeal to adults at all.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's the thing, everything kind of has to feel like it needs to be Shrek now. And, you know, a level of the playing field of fart jokes or something. Like, here's something for the old kids. That kind of isn't a sexual innuendo. While this movie is just, it is what it is. So I guess that's something that's favorite. But at the same time, 5 from you, 4 from me.
Yep.
So we're not too bad. I counted, 8 was the Wes Craven one. Is that the time when we did last?
Wait.
8 was Craven. 9 was, Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
That makes this 11.
Yeah, that's right. 10 was Adventureland.
Did we do anything for it? Was that our big 10th episode? See, now that we've suddenly managed to somehow write a big finale joke to this without even knowing we were going to do it the whole time.
Yeah. Well,
I like that. I like it. Kind of came full circle. You know, oh, and geez, for a show that we had nothing planned for, we're almost at an hour. Maybe we should call it quits now.
So wait, I just want to make sure I understand what happened here. We spent all this time trying to figure out what to do for our 10th episode, and because I'm an asshole and haven't edited the 10th episode yet, we didn't realize we'd already done the 10th episode.
To be honest, that's pretty much it, Ryan.
Okay. No, I'm comfortable with that.
It's kind of a nice little twist-ending joke. Cause the whole time, everyone else is probably like, because, you know, they went to the website and they saw episode 11, and they clicked play, and they instantly heard us talking about what to do for the big 10th episode. And they were confused, and if they got this far, which few will, they'll know that there's a big finale joke.
Wow.
And boy, is my face red.
Can we somehow pull this off as our April Fool's episode, too? That way it can be really long and unedited.
I can do it right now. You want me to?
Yeah, do that.
April Fool's!
Logan, you got me!
You know we're not kidding about kids? Crank 2.
Oh, my God. Have you heard that it was called Crank Fucking Crank Fuck Fuck Voltage? Before they changed it?
I'm totally going to say Fuck Voltage now, because that sounds like an awesome metal band I should totally be listening to.
Next time the electrician comes over, as he's wont to do, he's going to tell him you have a problem with a particular outlet, and when he puts in his little tester thing, be like, now what's the fuck voltage on that?
Okay, now hold, I'll be electrician in this one.
Okay, okay, sure.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, man, I'm your electrician, dude! What can I, let me put this in the volt, this sounds really dirty.
Wait, aren't you the guy from Dragon Ball Evolution?
James Wong here, Ryan.
Oh, James Wong, it's an honor. Didn't you direct Final Destination?
3.
Oh.
So, Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
Did we review it? Are we done?
If you're a kid, you should see it.
I'm not.
Don't.
Ryan, I'm a little 8-year-old Logan.
Okay, this is getting awkward.
Now listen, Ryan.
Look, I'm on a registry, and you can't get in here me legally.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Then step away from me.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Now take a step closer.
All right.
And we're doing the hokey pokey. All right. Oh. Hey. You're dancing with an 8-year-old, you pervert. This whole show has been a learning experience.
Yeah.
Mainly
in
that
many
we don't
ways.
Know how to count.
Yeah.
Man, I'm so excited about Crank 2, Ryan.
Crank 2. Next fucking week, Crank 2.
That's right.
That's all I have to say about it.
We were totally just going to post that right there. And, That's a great soundbite to get you prepared for next week.
You know, the podcast we do on Crank 2 is going to be 5 seconds long. It's just going to be us saying, yes, see Crank 2.
Yeah, that's right. And then we'll scream some, and then it should be good.
I love it.
Crank 2.
Logan, awesome. Do me a favor real quick.
Okay, sure. I'm at your disposal.
I'd love if you would tell the kids at home who are listening to go to iTunes, look up Critical End, and give us some positive reviews so people can find the show more easily.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll do it as a character. Is that cool?
Oh, yeah. Anything you want.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, kids. Goku here.
Bless you.
Thank you. Goku here, kids, with a serious message for you. Mm-hmm. When I'm not collecting the Dragon Balls, all 7 of them, in fact, I like to visit the internet. So it's a great place. But nowhere on the internet is as cool as critical-in.com.
Oh.
That's a www in front of it. Mm-hmm. And it's a great place to go if you want movie news. A lot of crazy movie things happening lately. You should go there because I'm Goku and I know this sort of thing.
Bless you.
So go there, check out the movie news. And while you're at it, go to iTunes. You know these podcasts we do that you're listening to right now that I, Goku, am out?
Yeah, bless you.
You can go there and you can actually listen to these podcasts. And you know what? We have feeds as well. You can subscribe to the a feed for the blog.
Oh.
And you can subscribe to a feed for the podcast.
Yeah, over there on the right side. Just look down a little bit. You'll see the subscribe link.
I'm Goku. I'll kick your ass. I was getting that, okay?
Well, I'm James Wong. I'm directing
Dude,
you.
No.
Say wait, it better.
Goku here. Please go to critical-in.com.
Better.
Goku here, kids. Hey. Dragon Ball is awesome. Go to critical-in.com. Listen to a cool review of it. All right, buddy? That's a little Goku doing Pauly Shore there at the end, I believe.
Goku's impression of Pauly Shore.
All right, buddy. He's so unsure of his Pauly Shore.
He's trying
so
it out.
So check out Critical In, critical-in.com. Check us out on iTunes. Leave a good or bad review. This is still Goku, by the way. Leave a good or bad review. Just let us know what you think in general. It'd be awesome to get some reviews going there. And email us, post comments. There's plenty of ways to get in touch with us. We are both also on Match.com.
Sure.
Now, I would like to... Hey! Logan Lee and Ryan and Georgie, everybody. I got one more.
Okay.
Goku.
God bless you. Okay. That was weird one.
Music by Kevin MacLeod.